Welcome back to Overtime. Matt Jones, Trey Schaap, along with the Freaky Joe Franklin, and yes, the head coach of the Arkansas Razorbacks, Brett Bielema. Coach, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are we doing?
We're doing good. I think you said this once before.
Today's a big day of overtime.
It is a big day of overtime.
We've
got the head hog with us.
I appreciate it being on, gentlemen.
Coach, let's get right to it. First question, what answers are you looking for Saturday during the spring game to be answered about your team?
Well, I just kind of want to have a reaffirmation of really what we've been seeing all spring. You know, since we came back in January, I think our guys have been very diligent, have been process-oriented. They've added the appropriate things to their, you know, bag of tricks, you know, whether they got to get bigger, whether they had to get stronger, whether they had to get more smart in certain areas. They've been able to do that. So I'm excited for Saturday to let the fans see some of the things that I've been seeing in practices 1 through 14.
Coach, and what goes into the process of when a player changes positions? I know you recruit certain players, and let's just say Duop, if he wants to come there to play quarterback, and then A.J. Derby, and then what goes into that process of talking with the players, talking with the other coaches? Is it they want to get on the field? But what goes into that for them to change positions?
You know, I think each one of those stories is a little bit different. I think sometimes kids are eager to switch. Sometimes they aren't eager. Sometimes they can see it. Sometimes they don't see it at all. So I will say, case in point, A.J. Derby, I've been asking him to move to tight end since he was a high school senior. He was a kid that wanted to hear quarterback out of high school, went to the University of Iowa, had probably 60 or 70 offers at the time, and then went to a junior college, came our way as a walk-on, turned down several schools as a scholarship quarterback, but wanted to play at the highest level possible. And I asked him last spring, I asked him last fall, and I asked him this spring, and he finally switched. And he truly has been an unbelievable story the last 2 to 3 weeks here, just the way he's transitioned, caught the ball effectively, been in our blocking game. On the flip side, Damon Mitchell has been better as of recent few days, but he didn't want to hear that. He didn't want to hear anything but quarterback, but as a team player, he's trying a few new different things. But I really believe, as I'm sure all of us experience in life, unless you really believe in something, unless you really feel that it's in your best interest, you're going to have hesitation. And when there's hesitation, it's never going to be as good as it can be. So each story is a little bit different.
Coach, what areas have you seen the most improvement this spring with your team?
I think specifically on the defense side of the ball, I think without a doubt it's in corner play, defensive back play in general, but also just in corner play. We're doing a much better job of challenging at the line of scrimmage. We're reading, reacting. We're doing a lot better job of tackling in the open field at that position. I'd say on offense, just being able to involve the whole passing game. So protection to routes, to catching the football, to throwing the football, to understanding what we're asking things and how we're asking things to be done has been a huge improvement.
And, Coach, last year the team was pretty young, and, you know, they looked slow at times. I don't know if that was youth, if that was inexperience. What have you done, and what is the strength staff done to get this team faster? To compete in the SEC, you got to have some speed out there. What has Arkansas done to get faster?
Well, I think the broad brush you just painted, I think speed can be affected by a couple different things. Obviously, recruiting, that's first and foremost. You know, a kid can only run as fast as his body can get it to go. But I think we as coaches can help kids out by, A, give them a better understanding of what they're supposed to do, B, by trying to minimize the amount of thinking process that goes into it, and C, just getting a continued rep and a muscle memory to let them understand exactly what's expected of them. So those three things have come together to put a much faster team on the field. Offense and defense, I think, and special teams overall, there's a better understanding of what we're asking them to do, which is allowing us to play at a faster pace.
Coach, what are some realistic expectations that fans can expect from the team this year?
Well, I expect us to get better every day. I've been on teams where you're won 10, 11, 12 games in a year, and obviously last year we were a 3-9 football team. But one expectation that I have is that I'll never let go of, no matter what our record is we need to improve and get it stronger each week. And we did that. You know, we went in at LSU game and probably might have played one of our better games of the year, but we weren't quite good enough to win it. And it was probably a blessing in disguise to have that happen, just so our guys didn't think they had arrived, so they didn't beat LSU and think that they could just walk through the SEC. We're nowhere near where we need to be, but I do think we've gotten better every day. And I think the things that are around our players, you know, whether it be strength conditioning, academics, whether it be X's and O's, whether it be just how we line up, we're getting better at everything, which gives us a chance down the stretch.
And, Coach, you talked a little bit about Duop kind of being reluctant to switch, and then A.J. Derby also, you've been asking for a while. Did it make it easier, I guess, and you brought up the fact that that player has to see it a little bit. Did it make it easier that Rafe Peavy shows up early in the ability of Rafe Peavy and Austin Allen to be that second and third string quarterback for them to switch?
No, it probably complicates it. I think the biggest thing, you know, as a player, you believe in your abilities and what you think and what you see. And obviously the thing I love about Damon Mitchell Duop is he's very confident in what he sees and believes he can do. So on the flip side of it, that's probably been the biggest deterrent because he thinks he can be better than they are. And that's great. That's why I want a player to think that way. I think as coaches, you want players that are confident in their abilities. So as much sense as it might make from the outside world looking in, it's the least amount of truth and value. So what we have to do as coaches is try to educate them on where they can go, what they can do, and that we do have nothing but their best interests at heart, and hopefully good things will come.
Coach Brandon Allen, your quarterback, talk about his spring, how he's recovered from the shoulder injury, and is he 100% healthy now?
He is. I should say that before we play the game, he is. He just looks different. When you get a chance to see him, especially out of his uniform, you'll see that he looks like a football player. He's got all the bumps in all the right places. He's developed physically and put himself in a position to compete in the SEC. He's a little bit beyond anybody that's on our current roster at that same position, so he has to constantly compete against the rest of the SEC in our conference in practice every day, even though they aren't there. So it's one of those things that our guys I think appreciate the work that Brandon's put in, but the true tell of where he's at is going to come once we start next year in our conference play and obviously the opener against Auburn.
Yeah, talk about that opener against Auburn. Do you think you can maybe show Auburn something that they haven't seen? And I'm sure you might have to expect something that you haven't seen from them since you guys have so long to prepare for each other.
Yeah, I think the great thing about opening up SEC play is obviously it's a game that means a lot. Means a lot to us here. Obviously, the Auburn and Arkansas rivalry runs deep, and a lot of players that are familiar and coaches with both sidelines. So it's something that I think everybody's going to be engaged and in tune to. I think openers are always intriguing, just because you have no idea what they've been working on, and you got to believe that they're going to go back a little bit to what they've done in the past. But overall, they can come out and do whatever they want to do. So I think for sure we'll want to definitely give them some new wrinkles and. On the flip side, I'm sure they'll try to give us some new things that we got to be prepared for as well.
And, Coach, when you get a, I don't want to say an average recruiting class, but a average class that's 20 to 25 players on number, how many guys do you expect to play? I mean, year in, year out, to come in and play, or how many do you like to redshirt? Let's just say 25 scholarships, and I know the number's a little different each year, but what do you like? How many guys do you like to redshirt instead of having, you know, true freshmen play on the field their first year?
Well, I think the greatest thing we could do as coaches is no matter how many we sign, if we have a player that can help us win an SEC football game and help us win an SEC championship, he's going to play. I think the greatest thing about this class, independent of ranking, it's been very well documented what I think of recruiting rankings. I was fortunate enough to win three straight titles in my previous institution, and I never had a recruiting class that was in the top 25, let alone in the top half of our conference. But somehow we found a way to keep beating everybody's tail. So I think the part that I'm excited about is this recruiting class is one that we brought in knowing what our deficiencies were, what we had lost. A year ago, we had a class that ranked up there maybe a little bit higher, but we really didn't have any idea when we signed those kids what we had already in our stable. So this class is going to, just case in point, the four kids that we brought in this recruiting class in January, Cody Hollister, Jerry Cornelius, already two of our top four receivers. Rafe Peavy, already one of our top three quarterbacks. Already Chris Murphy has shown if we have a need at the cornerback position, he's going to be able to come in and compete at the SEC level. So, I mean, there's four guys that we brought in that automatically can be in our two deep. Just because as coaches, we knew who to attack and knew how to get to bring to our program, and that's just more of a sign of what's to come.
Coach, a couple more questions for you. Brett Bielema joining us, head coach of the Arkansas Razorbacks here on Overtime. There's been a lot of talk about 8-9-game conference schedule. And I know you were down in Birmingham on Tuesday to sit down. All the football coaches were there. Can you give us your thoughts on that? Are you in favor of the SEC going to a 9-game conference schedule? And if so, why? If not, why not?
You know, the great thing as a head coach is you get a schedule handed to you, usually from a power above you, whether it be the SEC commissioner or your AD or whatever it is. No matter if it's an 8- or 9-game schedule, the SEC has put itself in a position in the world of college football to be at the best. That's one of the huge reasons why I came here. And, you know, I did play for a guy that made common sense to make a lot of sense. And Hayden Fry always used to say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So I like where we've at and what we've done. But if the conference decides us to go to 9, I understand the merit behind that, and we'll do that accordingly. But it'll be interesting to see how that whole scenario plays out.
Coach, losing stinks. I mean, any competitor, any players, they know losing stinks. And going 0-8 in conference, it's just not any fun. What is the mindset of this team, and how are we going to rebound and to get that first conference win?
I think the biggest thing for us is when we got together immediately after the LSU game is, you know, what is behind us is called history. It's great to read about. A lot of people write about it. A lot of reporters talk about it. The people that live their dreams live in the present and try to concentrate on today, and that's all this team has done. You know, the scars of 3-9 are there. They're very evident. Scars are a great thing. They're a great reminder of what's happened in the past, and I think our guys have focused on nothing but that in an opportunity to bring us to a better day ahead of us.
You like the new look of the uniform?
I do. I like the cleanness. I like the fact that we took the gray out of it. You know, I think I did like our anthracite uniforms. I know a lot of people don't like to hear that, but I did like that. But our just normal, everyday cardinal and white uniforms are awesome in the regards if we just stick to those colors, you know. And I think our kids are excited. I know there's mixed reviews on everything, no matter what you do. The great news is we're going to represent Arkansas in the right way and hopefully get ourselves a few wins in the SEC conference and start us on the momentum swing to get us an SEC championship and something that's never been done before.
Coach, those fans that show up on Saturday for the spring game, what can they expect to see?
I think they'll see, no matter if it's a red team out there, which will basically feature all of our ones in the first half, or the white squad, which is our reserves, they're going to see kids that are going to try to do things right. They're going to play within our scheme. They're going to play aggressively, hopefully hear a couple hits, you know, and hopefully I see everybody that gets hit with get up and walk away from it because we want to stay healthy. But I think it'll be a group that has a lot of fun playing the game and hopefully put on a good show. We'll have a couple surprises for the fans in attendance and have a chance to see some things very unique to the spring game situation, have a little bit of fun.
Is everybody live at the spring game, Coach?
Well, not the quarterbacks. Quarterbacks will never be live. We just don't have a lot of them.
I'm with you.
In addition to that, I think the part that we want to see is the quarterbacks making great decisions, being able to, put the ball in the right place before the snap. And I think our quarterbacks have probably made as big a jump as any position out there, and it's fun to see them continue to grow.
I don't think Matt was ever live in a spring game either.
the green
All
jersey.
Pretty boys, we try to stay away from them. I understand that.
Coach, thanks so much for your time today. I know you've got a busy practice today and then the spring game on Saturday, and we'll see you at the SEC spring meetings in at the end of May in Destin.
Thank you very much, John. Appreciate it. Whoop it.